Hello everyone, this is Dan Sheridan, and this is number 15 of our series, Sheridan on Romans. Well, I'm glad you're all listening. Thanks for the emails and some of the phone calls and the encouragement, and we really appreciate that you're listening, and we're trusting that you're getting some help through these programs. And remember, our goal here is to drive you to the Scriptures themselves, and if I may be used in that, I hope one day that many of you who are just getting started will be able to teach me some things. I get a lot from some of my brethren who, as they study the Scriptures, they teach me, and I appreciate that. I'm thankful to God for that. Well, we are in Romans chapter 2, and we're looking at verse 11. I want to read verses 11 through 16 and go back and comment. It says, "For there is no partiality with God. For whoever sinned without law also shall perish. And whoever sinned in law, through law, will be judged. For not the listeners of to law are just with God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." And I want you to notice this. The issue here is what you do, not what you think. I know I said I was going to read to verse 16, but we'll stop here at verse 13 here. It says, "For there's no partiality with God. God's judgment on acts is without partiality. God's judgment shows no partiality wherever sin is found. For whoever sinned without law also shall perish. And whoever sinned in law, through law, will be judged." In other words, if you have the law, like the Jew had, they'll be judged through it. In other words, it'll be more severe for them because they had possession of the law of God. And we're going to see later that in Romans 5, that the coming into the law turned sin into an open rebellion and transgression. And then it says, for not the listeners to law are just with God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Notice that it's the doers. So here's another thing to notice. It says there is no word the law. And I want to point that out. I do believe he still has the Jew in mind, but the principle, law of any kind, whether it's the law of Moses or any moral standard, if you have a law of any kind, it's not just the fact that you possess it or you think about it, it's whether you do it or not, and that will justify you. And so this is, of course, this is an indictment against the Jewish people, and it's an indictment against the nations also, for in verse 14 we read this, "For whenever," notice the word whenever "they of the nations that have no law," see, they weren't given a law by God like the Jewish race was, "by nature may be doing that which the law demands." For further comment, read chapter 1, verse 32. They knew what the law demanded. "These, having no law, are a law to themselves." See, they know naturally, they know instinctively what's right or wrong, "who are displaying the action of the law written in their hearts." For instance, Genesis 26, Abimelech knew there was something wrong with adultery. When he took Abraham's wife, he didn't know if she was his wife at the time, Genesis 26, 11, if you want to see the reference. He didn't know she was his wife, but once he found out that Sarah was Abraham's wife, he got all nervous because he knew instinctively that that was a wrong thing to do, to commit adultery. It says, "their conscience testifying together and their reckonings between one another accusing or defending them." In other words, they're lawless. They decide what's right and wrong. If their conscience condemns them, they either justify the sin or they defend themselves, they accuse or defend themselves. And it says here, "in the day when God will be judging the hidden things of humanity according to my evangel through Jesus Christ." God will judge the hidden things. And notice it says here, "according to my evangel." Well, how is judgment according to Paul's evangel? Well, in other words, and I believe this is the interpretation, it shows the hidden and the inward, not just the outward. Thus, a Jew can't claim his Jewishness or anything like that. Paul's evangel it goes toward what's within, and I think this is what it means, that God judges the hidden things of humanity according to my evangel. It's in harmony with it. It deals with the inward, not with the outward, and that's probably the best explanation I can give you on that text. So if you have a better one, you can let me know. I do want to read you a comment here from A.E. Nock on these passages here in Romans 2, because I think they're very worthwhile. Paul Knox says regarding these verses, "human nature or instinct is not corrupt. It is in line with God's law and conscience." Did you hear that? Human nature or instinct is not corrupt. It is in line with God's law and conscience. It is against sin. Romans 1:26 shows us that. The heart of humanity is corrupt. Not their nature, the heart. Not human nature. The heart of humanity is corrupt. By following their nature, it was quite possible for men to do by instinct what was later inscribed in the written code. Men's acts are unnatural. Much of the judgment which obtains among men is unjust and oppressive because of their inability to uncover the real truth. But in the divine judgment, the hidden things will be revealed and just sentence will be based on all the facts. Doubtless the motives will be laid bare as well as the acts themselves, and thus the quality of each action will receive due recognition. That's an interesting, and I think a very well put comment there. So, a little homework for assignment. When it says here, God will be judging the hidden things of humanity according to my evangel through Jesus Christ, I want you all to ponder that and pray on that passage and ask God to give us a little light if my explanation is correct. Well, we come now to verse 17 to 29. And verse 17 reads this, "Lo, you are being denominated a Jew." Now Paul is going to the Jew directly, pointing the finger, as it were, almost saying, "You are the man," like David did. Almost like that story in 2 Samuel, when Nathan came to David, he gave him a little parable, told him a little story. And after his indignation was aroused, Nathan said, "David, you're the man." So in chapter 2, verses 1 through 16, you have the statement. Now verse 17, it's almost as if the finger is being pointed directly at him. Now, "Lo, you are being denominated a Jew and are resting on law." See, they had the law of Moses, and they rested on it, and are boasting in God. Well, that's a good boast. They had the true and living God, and know the will. Of course, they had it revealed in the divine law, and also they had the Urim and the Thummim and the priesthood and the divine presence, and are testing what things are of consequence. See, they knew how to make to test and make right decisions because of their relationship to the living God, being instructed out of the law. You see, they can test what's of consequence because of their education in the law. Besides, you have confidence in yourself to be a guide of the blind, a light of those in darkness, a discipliner of the imprudent, a teacher of minors, having the form of knowledge and of truth in the law. And notice they had the form. And by the way, we're going to read in 2 Timothy that the Gentiles today who have the truth of God are going to become much like the Jews were in the first century. In Romans 11, the Gentiles become arrogant and think they're better than the Jewish race. They think that God got rid of the Jews just so he can replace them with Gentiles. And then in 2 Timothy, in the latter times, we read that there's going to be a form of devoutness, yet denying the power. Isn't that interesting? They'll be formalistic, and they'll think that they're better than the Jews. Ponder that. What happened in the first century? The Jews are formalistic. They thought they were better than the Gentiles. Isn't that interesting how the role has reversed? Well, this is what happens here in verse 17 to 20. Notice one thing that's lacking. If you compare this with Deuteronomy chapter 6, read Deuteronomy chapter 6 and see what the privilege of that nation was and how they were to instruct their children in this law of Moses. Read it, Deuteronomy 6. Do your homework. Now notice what he does in verse 21. You then, who are teaching another, you are not teaching yourself. He's indicting them. I know the King James has it in the form of a question. I think the Concordant version is better here. He's saying, "Thou art the man," just like David was told. "You who are heralding not to be stealing, you are stealing. Who are saying not to be committing adultery, you are committing adultery. Who are abominating idols, you are despoiling the sanctuary." And I think that has reference to the fact that they would steal from heathen temples and sell the idols and make a buck off them. "You who are boasting in the law, through the transgression of the law, you are dishonoring God." Wow! You are the man. Just like David, thou art the man. You're the one who did this. You're angry at those Gentiles, but you're the ones committing this. And then he quotes a verse from Ezekiel 36, "For because of you, the name of God is being blasphemed among the nations according as it is written." You know, they were told in the law not to take the name of their Lord or Yahweh in vain. Well, their very characteristics and how they behaved and the fact that they were carried away among the nations because of their unbelief and their sin made them commit this great atrocious sin of blaspheming the name of God. And he continues, for circumcision indeed is benefiting if you should be putting law into practice. Yet if you should be a transgressor of law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. In other words, if you have the law, it doesn't do any good unless you keep it, unless you obey it. You can't just call yourself a Jew and boast in God. You have to keep the law. If, verse 26, and that's a big if the uncircumcision then should be maintaining the just requirements of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be reckoned for circumcision? Huh? That's a rhetorical question. Of course. What is Paul pointing out? The very fact that you just because you're a Jew by nature, just because you possess the law of God doesn't do you any good unless you keep it. So if a mere Gentile came and kept this law, he'd be more Jewish than you would be. And the uncircumcision who by nature are discharging the law's demands shall be judging you, who through letter and circumcision are a transgressor of law. And that is a smarting indictment to tell them, for Paul to tell them, just because you possess law doesn't do you any good unless you keep it. Oh, and by the way, if a dirty dog Gentile will keep that law, he would judge you. And he gives you the comment in verse 28, for not that which is apparent is the Jew, nor yet that which is apparent in flesh is circumcision. In other words, not just outward, but that which is hidden is the Jew. And circumcision is of the heart. And by the way, Deuteronomy and Leviticus, Moses tells them to circumcise the foreskins of their heart. In other words, make it a reality, not just an outward thing. In spirit, not in letter, whose applause is not of men, but of God. Now, the word Jew and applause are play on words here. The word Judah, Jew, means praise. And here it says their praise or applause is not of men, but of God. And that's what it'll be. And I think the Jewish race in the future, when they have the new covenant put into effect in the coming time, will fill this role perfectly, and we thank God for that. But Paul here in chapter 2 now brings the Jew along with the Gentile, and he shows them all to be under sin. And we're going to come to chapter 3 next time and pick up some of the objections to what we had just read here in Romans 2. This is Dan Sheridan, Cross and Throne Ministries. If you want to keep this program going, you can send your support to P.O. Box 421, Round Lake, Illinois, 60073, or you can go to the website and make a donation there. All these programs are free for you to listen to. Pass them on. And please do not seek in these programs the divine authority of absolute truth. These are just helps to guide you in the way. Only God can give you all the truth. And so test what I say by the Word of God itself. And so go to our website and get all these for free. Until next time, the closer you draw near to Christ, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.